Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Denise Zaslansky, CEO and founder of First Realty Company. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on Heritage Day. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you, Howard, and yourself.
I'm lovely
to see this beautiful weather.
It is gorgeous, isn't it? Even when I was driving in around about 5:30 this morning, you could see that it's going to be a beautiful day today.
Well, let's hope that it's we'll see good things come with good weather.
Absolutely right. Okay, so let's just talk about what we're seeing going on the property in the property market. Is it real? Are we seeing a lot more properties for sale in certain areas like Norwood than we have seen in the past? And does that indicate anything?
There's not more. I don't think there's more properties on the market than usual. There always seems to be quite a lot of turnover, specifically in the Norwood market, because the homes are on just under 500 square meters and pretty affordable. So you're really getting value for money. What we are seeing, though, is that buyers are more reluctant to buy at the moment.
Ah. And is that worrying about the future? Is that finance? Is that everything?
I think it's everything. Political, COVID, not finance at the moment, because the Reserve Bank just announced yesterday again that they were keeping the repo rate at 3.5, which means that bond rates are at 7%, which is very, very low, lower than it was 40 odd years ago.
So then do you think that this is more about the commitment to the future, commitment to a property?
I'm not with you there, Howard, when you say that.
So what are making buyers nervous to commit?
So it's not necessarily nervous, but they're spoiled for choice.
Years gone by,
there'd be, say, 10 properties available in a price range, and we're now seeing 20 properties in the price range. There are a group of people who are sitting on the sidelines and saying, should we move to the Cape? Because that's very popular at the moment, KZN as well. Or should we emigrate? But we're still seeing, we're seeing great turnover in the last couple of months where people are committing because of the value for money they can see. So you will have your people that are sitting on the fence, but I think it's a number of properties available that gives you the illusion that the market is quiet.
Right. I would imagine with prices, choice, and finance available, younger people have a fantastic and unique opportunity now to get into the market.
That is 100% correct. And people who couldn't buy previously will now qualify because of the interest rates. They're qualifying for a higher bond than they would have previously as well.
Mm.
So we're seeing, I think COVID put a hold on everything, and we saw the market drop in some areas up to 30%. Norwood seems to have only changed, dropped by about 10% if we look over the last couple of years. There was a major drop, and it seemed to drop like 30% year on year from 2017 to 2018. And we're now sitting on a similar price bracket to what prices in Norwood and surrounding areas were in 2018. So if anybody bought in 2018 and they're trying to sell now, they're not going to see a profit. They'll most probably be lucky if they break even.
Right. And that has been the trend. I mean, that has been the trend over the last couple of years, pretty much everywhere. Denise? We seem to have lost Denise, but I did need to leave it there in any event. Fascinating conversation. And I do believe that, by the way. I do believe that there is a unique opportunity now for people who want to get into the market, particularly young people. What a fantastic time to be able to do that. There is a lot of choice. There is a lot of choice. A lot of finance is available. And it really is, I think, a very good time. That was Denise Zaslansky, CEO and a founder of First Realty Company.